Well, Chuck, thank you for having me on the call. What an honor.
And Jim, I won't, you know, go into a lot of introduction because you'll probably cover that. In this call, I think you've got so many things to share. Just go ahead and share. And if people have questions, maybe they can ask questions towards the end of the call. But just go ahead and do your thing.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, I want you all to know that I love Niken. Niken released me from two very different sorts of real pain in my life. Physically, I had a chronic back injury from a car accident years ago, and my back gave me constant pain. Some days the pain would be all-consuming. A man loaned me two Niken products. They were called Minis, the Kinko Minis. And when those two little Minis were taped to my back by my wife, in just 5 minutes, I had the joy of experiencing nearly complete pain relief. For the first time in years. Then 6 months after purchasing the Niken mattress system, my back was normal for the first time in years. The man who loaned me those Minis told me that Niken was creating millionaires in every country that they entered. And he asked me to help set up distributors in Indiana. When I realized that at the least I would help others stop suffering, and at the most I could become one of Niken's next millionaires, I decided to commit time and money and mainly my heart to this cause. And with the faithful, talented, organized partnership of my wife, Dorinda, we've helped thousands of people get their health back. And God, in his kindness, has blessed us with well over $1 million in rebate bonuses from the Niken marketing plan. So my second pain has been eliminated, and that was the pain of regret that I was not really succeeding at making a difference in this world. The painful feeling that every man has when he knows that he is not being a hero to his children, his wife, and most of all to himself. That's why I love Niken. And I have written that, and I emailed it to Chuck today. And I'm asking you to write a paragraph of why you love Niken. And I'm asking you if you'll please send that to me. If you will, I'll send you copies of everybody that responds to me. It could be really helpful to you in your whole future to have it in writing, why you love Niken, because it'll help set your posture. It'll help you set that stake deep in the ground, and no one can hurt you, and it'll embolden you to talk to more people. If you read more and more of these letters from other people, why they love Niken, I think that would be just a wonderful thing to share with people if you have a friend that you want to sponsor. So my email, if you care to do this, and I hope you do, it's jim@jimdragon.com. jim@jimdragon.com. And of course, share all of this with Chuck and Claudia as well. But I think it's a worthy thing to do for all of you. Be a benefit to all of you as well to get everybody's statement. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. We're all online and everybody's being so good and so quiet. I appreciate that. Well, folks, as we're turning the corner with Niken and we're accelerating with the company, the new leadership with the company and all that they're doing, I'm so impressed with Bob Richards and his team and really impressed with the Wellness Home promotion. The Healthier You magazine is powerful. Just great articles in there. So professional. It's going to help us immensely. The new websites that they're developing are going to help us tremendously in our sponsoring process. And but I've, you know, detected that in my own life, you know, my own weaknesses are very similar to the weaknesses of so many other people, and that is that our number one weakness is in the area of approaching people, of just getting started talking to people. Do some of you agree with me on that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do we have any new people on the phone? Any new distributors?
Mary Taff.
Say again?
Mary Taff.
Mary Taff?
Taff,
T-O-W.
T-O-W?
P-O-W.
P-O-W.
P-O-W. Pow.
There are probably others, Jim, but some people just like to listen and
yeah.
Don't wanna...
Do we have any guests on the phone that are not distributors yet? You wouldn't mind saying hi? Well, Mary, could I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay. Mary, this is kind of a personal question, and I think it's a good question. You don't have to answer if you don't want to, but in your life right now, what do you think is more important to you? I mean, if you really evaluated your life right now, if you kind of weighed the difference, what's more important to you right now in your life, better health or improved wealth?
Better health right now.
Better health.
Yes.
Would you tell me just a little bit about that, why that is such a concern to you?
Well, I'm having quite a few problems with my health right now.
I see. Okay.
Hello?
I see. Okay, I understand. All right. So what's like a big deal that you want to change with your health?
Well, right now I have gout really bad. I have it quite often.
Yes.
And I have diabetes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I'm having problems with my ears. I guess it's my ears because I'm dizzy all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I've been to a couple of doctors, and they both give me medicine, but it hasn't been helping.
Yeah, do they call that ataxia?
No, they give me some exercise or something to do. Said first doctor told me it was something to do with the blood not getting to my inner ear like it should,
uh-huh.
Blood flow. So
right,
give me
yeah.
some medicine for that, and it made it worse.
Yeah. Now, you sound like a fairly young person.
I'm not young. Probably older than you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Are you under 100?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, we got to start thinking that that's fairly young, okay? We got to start thinking that because we're going to live long, long, long with NECAN in our lives. And, Mary, I know you're new. I assume you've registered with NECAN, right?
Yes.
And do you have a wellness home yet?
No.
Okay. All right. That's your goal.
I have a lot of it, but I don't have it all.
Okay, that's your goal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have a wellness home. Right. All right. Now, do you have much experience using our sleep system?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Have you had a rollout?
No.
Okay. All right. That's the next step. We need to give you a rollout, and you need to be introduced to the miracle of our sleep system. It was the sleep system that helped me recover from at least 10 years of agony with my back. I just couldn't get the pain out of my back, and I took all kind of medication, and I ended up hemorrhaging and bleeding seriously from the medicine and just lived in pain until that mattress came into my life. And I slept on that night after night, slept great, and just every month it just the pain eased more and eased more and eased more, and it just vanished. I'm back to a healthy back again.
Right.
I don't know how that worked, but it did. And I've seen it do this for so many other people. So our big gun, our howitzer, our cannon in this business is that sleep system, okay? So figure it out. Target toward getting something, a Dreamlight mattress pad, or if you can afford it, the get the new Kenco air unit. That's the best, that's the Cadillac of our line, is the Kenco air unit.
What is that like?
It's like a perfection. It's been analyzed by the World Federation of Chiropractic, and they've endorsed it as the best sleep system in the world. It keeps your spine aligned from your neck to your lumbar support to your legs. It just keeps everything flat and supported perfectly. When you roll over, your shoulders don't have any excess pressure to it. It's just a perfect sleep system. Literally 90% of the people who are insomniacs sleep on it and don't have any problem with sleep. But the magnetics and the infrared part of it is the miracle in it. So I want to urge you, just our experience. My another story is my wife had endometriosis, and a doctor wanted to do a hysterectomy, a partial hysterectomy with Dorinda, and she was only 37 at the time, and she didn't want that to happen. And she asked the doctor if there was an alternative. Well, the doctor didn't know of any alternative. And then this mattress came for my back, and she started sleeping on it. And lo and behold, in the same time frame, in 6 months, we just looked back and realized that those symptoms had left her, and she didn't have these terrible cramps anymore, and long, painful ordeal was gone, and she was back to 3 days of light periods and a normal life. And the whole problem has never revisited her, and it's been 11 years now, and she maintains good health. And I cannot tell you how that worked, but it did. And so you may be looking at a real blessing real quick with your health.
I'm just wondering how it would have any effect on gout.
You know, it does. There's probably several people on the line. There's actually a CD we have that has a lot of testimonies about gout on it. And it's called a Wellness Resource CD. And gout, as you know, is uric acid buildup in your body.
Right.
It's a buildup.
And I'm thinking it might be from my blood pressure medicine that I'm on.
It might be. That's another side effect of things. But what you want to do is alkalinize your body, and by doing that, you sleep on the sleep system, and you automatically alkalinize your body. The infrared comforter helps you do that. Drinking the PyMag water helps you do that.
I've got socks on right now, and it really does. They do really help.
Great. Also, the body energizer, the spinning magnets under the feet,
mm-hmm.
That works like a miracle for gout. If you're really in trouble with a lot of pain, that's the thing to use.
Okay? Hey, Jim?
Yes?
Hi, this is Ken Sheeter calling.
Hi, Ken.
Hi. Can I just interject something for Mary there with the gout? Because I've had plenty of experience with that. This couple weeks ago, we cooked soup on a Sunday out and dealt with myself with pork sausage and all kinds of stuff that got my gout flared up. And immediately I took 8 to 12 immunities a day. And the pain on my right toe was getting really, really, really bad. So I had Mary Jane, we put some CM cream on it. Then after the CM cream dried, then we put a little mini magnet on the top and the bottom of my toe, of my foot, and wrapped it in tape and went to bed. The next morning, the redness was still there, but the pain level went from about 10 down to about 2. Continued to take 8 to 12 immunities the second day. That night did the same thing, CM cream, mini magnets on top and bottom of the foot. And next morning I got up, the pain level was gone, redness was there. Mary Jane took off from Virginia Beach, left me on my own, continued to take the immunity. I dropped back to about 6. That night put one mini magnet on with the CM cream, and now it's gone.
Isn't that incredible?
How long do you have it when you have it? When you get it?
Normally, the time before last, I had it for about 4 or 5 days before I realized what I had to do to nip it in the bud.
Well, I've had it up to six weeks before.
It's time you get on the immunity. Take 8 to 12 immunity. Is it your right toe that's your problem?
No, it's usually my left toe, or it gets in my heel and my ankle.
Yeah, where is the problem now?
Well, it's in the left foot.
Okay, well, then
ankle
I would...
in the back of the back where I bend it.
Do you have some immunity in the house?
No.
You need to find out from a distributor close to you that's got immunity, and immediately take 8 to 12, like take four or five out of crack twice a day. Or
is, that a, you know, is that a
it's capsule? Nutritional capsule. Nutritional capsule, yeah. It's the greatest thing on earth.
It's called immunity?
Immunity, yes. And then put some CM cream and put some magnets around your foot, and believe me, you'll see improvement.
Well, I'm willing to try anything because I've been on crutches for about 5 days.
I'm living proof.
Now, do we have any distributors on the line that's interested in making some money?
Yes.
Yes? 4 or 5?
All of us.
All right. Maybe some of you have some debt and stress and not a lot of joy in your financial world, you know. So let me ask another question. Right now in your life, what's more important to you, more time or more money? If you were to pick between one or the other, really, what would you value most right now? Who would like to answer?
Money.
More money. Okay. How much are you used to making right now?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I'm really bad with numbers, so.
I mean, are you used to making $2,000 to $3,000 a month right now, or are you used to making $4,000 or $5,000 a month? What do you?
Because we make more than that, but
not just in.
Right, in my husband's salary, and I'm staying with my mom, and. They're getting older, and the expenses are getting higher, and college is next year for the first one, and things are dwindling.
Right. Okay, so how much would you like to make?
I would really like to make an extra $100,000 a year, at least, to get started. That would be great.
So an extra $10,000 a month would be good?
Yes,
above what you make right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That would take a lot of pressure off.
Yeah, it really would.
Yeah, and it's very doable. We're going to talk about that just a little bit later. Who am I speaking to right now?
Suzanne Bear. I'm in St. Louis.
Suzanne, St. Louis.
Yep.
St. Louis, that's great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We won the World Series.
Congratulations, Cardinals.
Thank you.
Yeah, Detroit was a pretty powerful team.
Yeah.
An amazing job Cardinals did there. Our minister's a Cardinal fan. He just loved it.
That's great.
But here's another question, Suzanne, if you can help the whole team here. Right now in your life, Suzanne, if things were to get better, I mean really better than the way they are right now,
mm-hmm.
What 1, 2, and 3 things would you pick to change? First thing.
The money. If we had the extra money, it would take a burden off of.
Okay, so if you're queen for the day, and you said, okay, I want this amount of money this month, and you wrote down a figure, what figure would you write down this month?
If we had $10,000 this month, that would be tremendous.
Okay, great. Okay, that's good. Thank you. Okay, mm-hmm. Now what's number two? You got the money issue out of the way. What are you going to do now? What number two?
I would, I wish the days were longer, have more time.
Yeah, what would you do with your time? You got the money issue out of the way now.
I would be able to.
Grandchildren, or do you have things you like to volunteer with or travel? Or?
I would like to be able to volunteer more and spend more time with my kids before they all grow up and move out.
Oh, how old are they?
18, 16, 14, and 11.
Oh, and you got college ahead of you, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that. I understand that. I've done a lot of that.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
Okay. Okay, well, now, so that's good. You want to spend more time with your children, enjoy life that way. Would there be a third thing that you'd say you'd really like to do? Do you like to give?
Oh, yeah, you know, and that's really up there with the money thing. Yeah, that's all part of that.
So you enjoy giving?
Yeah, I want to be able to donate more.
So if you had more abundance, you'd give more,
yes,
and then God would give more back to you.
Yeah.
Promises. Okay, well, thank you very much for that. Well, the reason I ask you that is because the company that I work for, and I'm a recruiter for the company, we have one of the richest companies in the world that I work for has developed a concept called a wellness home. They have new technologies to help people live longer and live stronger right in their home by changing the air in the home, changing the water in the home, changing the nutrition and the cooking in the home, changing the sleep in the home. And so what we've got here is a wellness home. Now, what I want you to consider doing to help you make that money that you're looking for is consider being a recruiter with me, with this company, to help people get their dreams come true as well. Now, to set this up, all I need you to do is get over to my home so you can take a wellness home tour, okay? And we just need to set a time to get that done. Now, in this case, if you were locally to me, Suzanne, it would just be a matter of what day are you free? How soon can we get together, day or night, morning or afternoon?
Right.
Can we get together tomorrow? Okay. And what I want to do is give you a wellness home tour. But now, when I do the tour, I usually just sit down in the dining room with people, and I open up the Healthier You magazine. And I just show them some highlights of the Healthier You magazine and the DVD that's in there as well, and explain that, you know, our company is so famous now that the magazines are, you know, full of our company now, okay? And
are you actually sitting down and showing them that DVD?
No.
No,
I just
saying it's in
show
there.
Your magazine, and I just show them the DVD is in the magazine. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Now, the next step is to go to the kitchen, okay? And what I do then in the kitchen is that I take the Kinzen Lifeware cookware, the new cookware, and I know some of you don't have it yet, but all of you are going to get it, right?
Yep.
All of you are going to get it because it's life. It's life in your cooking. It may be the most significant healthcare discovery that's ever been made, the Lifeware cookware. Because we are what we eat, and if we can keep our food alive, we're going to be alive and have none of these diseases. We're not going to have gout. We're not going to have the diabetes. We're not going to have a heart attack, cancer, and stroke if our food gives us the protection that it could. But at any rate, what I do is I turn on the burners on low, like level 3, and I take a regular stainless steel pot, put it on 3, and then my cookware, and I push the button on my cookware, and I explain the electrons dancing on the surface now, this red light flashing, and how the electrons protect the food from being broken down, protect the food from being damaged by free radicals, and keep the enzymes alive in the food so that when you eat the food, you have a great flavor of the food, but you don't have food damaged by the free radicals. And so I put an onion, a sliced onion, I spray a little Pam on the surface, and I put a sliced onion, a nice thick sliced piece of onion on each one of the stainless steel pans. And then I take a piece of broccoli and green bell pepper and a tomato, like a cherry tomato, put it in there. And just start the process right then. And while that's cooking, I'll turn to the water, and I'll give the person a drink of the optimized water. I'll turn the optimizer on, and I'll give them a drink of the water and do a strength test with them. And then I'll give them a drink of my tap water and do a strength test with them. And they're very weak with my tap water. But it was my original tap water that was turned into the PIMAG water to begin with. And so I explained to them that we've discovered a way to put energy in water
and to help you be healthier. And the optimizer is to put more oxygen in the water to alkalinize your system so you don't get gout and things like that. Any acid problem will hurt you in heart attack, cancer, stroke, all these things is related to acidity. And stress is related to acidity. So the optimized water is wonderful. Then I show them the Siaga in my refrigerator, and I explain to them the information on Siaga and the wonderful new research on pomegranate. Chuck, we need to have another call because I've got so much to share with people about the new research. I used to be a pharmaceutical rep, and I read all the research on these things, and it's amazing what's being reported lately on the research with these whole foods.
Yeah, let's do another call when you have time.
Yeah, that'd be great. Explain that about heart attack, cancer, and stroke, and how not only the cholesterol drops, but I tell a story about my sponsor, Bob Holmes, and how Bob had cholesterol problems. And up until Siaga, he was over 200 on his cholesterol. But his cholesterol dropped nearly 50 points after 3 months of being on the Siaga and going back to his doctor. And just remember this, that stories sell. Facts just tell. But stories sell. And it's literally easy to say, I don't know how this works, but I know this, that this man that I know had a cholesterol of 230, and in 3 months, it was down to 180, and he didn't have to take this dangerous medicine, Lipitor stuff. And that's all people want to know. You got a safe element that really works. And so remember that. Tell your stories and be humble, saying, I don't know how this works, but look what it's doing. And then it's just easy to go back and take a look at the lifeware again and see the cooking going on, and just check it out. And then you can grab the J Greenzymes and explain the barley, and explain that the barley is a complete food, doesn't miss anything. It's the only complete food grown on the earth. And that the unique thing about the barley is not only its completeness, but that it has over 300 enzymes that are proven to repair damage in your cells. University of San Diego did a study on barley. They actually took human cells and they used x-rays and broke up the DNA of human cells. And then they used chemotherapy to further break up the DNA. And then they bathed it in the green barley juice, and they watched through their gene engineering equipment as the DNA was rapidly repaired by the enzymes of the barley. Now, how did that work? I don't know. But I've literally seen people with like aplastic anemia, terrible blood problems, clear up with the first bottle of J Greenzyme. So it's amazing, miraculous product in itself. Then I pull out the immunity and I explain there's 14 mushrooms in here that are powerful to raise your immune system. And then what I do is I line up Siaga and J Greenzymes and immunity across the counter, and I explain the Siaga represents the fruits and the berries in a liquid form, most powerful thing we know for heart attack, cancer, and stroke. Number two, the J Greenzymes represents the king of the grass world. The grasses, the best king of the grass world is barley with all these benefits. And then the immunity, this represents the mushroom world. And how they raise the immune system and your T cells. And so that's why we have these whole food products, that you get the best out of nature from three different sources. And when people see that, they're like, wow, that's something I'd really want. And then we go back to look at Plymouth Lifeware again, and it just there it is. The stainless steel is like burning this onion. This onion is burning. The broccoli is burning. The tomato is burning. It's being damaged. And then you look at the lifeware, and the onion is just smelling so good. It looks good. It's not being burned. It's cooked perfectly. The broccoli hasn't been burned. You take it, and you take a bite of it. It tastes so delicious. You take a bite of the other one, and it tastes so harsh. And it's really a sad thing to see that cooking can actually turn food into something toxic. And not only do you damage the enzymes, but you literally can turn the food into free radicals, and the food itself becomes free radicals. The burnt food itself is bad for your health. And you protect these electrons in this life where protect that from happening. And I tell them again, this may be the greatest discovery in health, because we always cook our food, and this will protect the food. It'll keep the life-giving element of the food in the food. And then I leave, turn that stuff off. Of course, we're taste testing everything. Leave and go into the living room, and in the living room, I've got a body energizer set up on the floor, and then a Kenko seat and the couch, and have them just sit down on the Kenko seat and put their feet on the energizer, and I turn it on, and I just energize them for a few minutes and tell them a few stories of how this has just miraculously changed cerebral palsy patients and multiple sclerosis people, Parkinson people, how it's just changed their whole life, and diabetic feet problems, and just tell them stories. And then ask them if they notice anything, and they always notice that there's some tingling and circulation improvement. Now, of course, if they have any problem, that problem could be resolved with just a few minutes on the energizer. But then we get up and we go into the bedroom, and I show them our full mattress, and then I usually have a massage table set up with a demo pack set up, and ask them just to lay down on it and to experience the sleep system for just a few minutes. And give them a rollout. And my goodness, it's amazing how rollout changes the mind of a person. It melts all resistance. It causes a bonding between you and the person. And then they cannot believe how wonderful it makes their body feel. And literally every time I do a rollout, I ask them, you know, does your body like this? And they're like, oh my goodness. I've never felt so wonderful. I've never felt so relaxed. I've never had such a great massage. And then I'd say something like, you know, just other than the issue of price, do you think you'd like to feel like this every day, every morning?
Can I borrow this for a few minutes?
Okay. Just other than the issue of price, do you like to feel like this every day? And they're like, yeah. So let's go into the bedroom. Let's look at something else. I go into the bathroom. Not bedroom, the bathroom, and I show them the Swiss soap flower products that we use, and I explain to them I never wash with soap now. I always use this Swiss soap flower number one because it's amino acid cleanser. It actually adds healthy amino acids to your skin, keeps your skin young. Soap is harsh on your skin and strips your skin of healthy acid matter, but the amino acid cleanser doesn't. And then I show them the Thalassochia skin patches, and then the calcium plus and nutrition like joint compound that we keep in the bathroom, and explain the benefit of that. Now, I also show them, as I'm walking back to the dining room area again, I show them that I'm wearing CardioStrides right then. I show them what CardioStrides is about and why it's a passive exercise. Then I also show them my bracelet and how the bracelet helps with energy. And then I put a bracelet on them and do a strength test. And then I sit down at the table, at the dining room table again, and then I just ask them, do you have a penny? And they're like, yeah. If they don't have a penny, I'll get a penny. And I'll just hold the penny up and I'll say, imagine this is an amazing penny. Imagine this penny could attract one penny to it each month. It's not very strong, it's pretty weak, and all it can attract is one a month. But it could give that attraction ability to the penny that it attracts. And so next month, both pennies attract one penny each. Now we have four pennies. And then next month, all four pennies attract one penny each. Do you know by the end of 12 months, there will be 2,000 pennies in the pot? Wow, what was that? Then I explained to them, now, in our business, if a person joins and they just get on auto-ship of our nutritionals, and they do $100 a month of nutrition, like the Siaga that you want to take anyway, the J Green Zymes, the immunity, if a person joins and they do $100 a month, and they share this with people, and just say one person joins in that month, and each shares with one each month, At the end of the year, what happens in 12 months is that the original person has now got 2,000 people in their group. But the thing that makes this really work is that at the end of the year, because everyone's doing $100, that's $200,000 of business in just AutoShip. And at 6%, that's $12,000 of bonus. So the question is, would a person like to have $12,000 of income 12 months from now, $12,000 a month income additional from what they're making now? And would they like to have their car paid for by this rich Japanese health company? And would they like to have their house mortgage paid for? Because that's all in writing, and that could happen. Now, actually, there's some hurdles you need to get over to be successful with this company. One hurdle is AutoShip. That's in writing. If you want to maximize the pay plan with Nikan, and if you want to be a leader with the company, that they expect the leader to be on AutoShip of these great nutritionals. And I know you want to be anyway, but that's in writing. So it's one of the little hurdles you need to get over. The next hurdle is to go to training. They have a wonderful two-day training program that's all about you being successful and all about you achieving all the dreams and goals that you want out of life, the dreams you just mentioned to me. That's called Humans Being More training. Now, the third hurdle is the hardest one to get over, and that is the company expects a leader to purchase a Wellness Home Starter Pack, which costs around $2,000, or a Complete Wellness Home Pack. And to maximize all of that, the company gives you extra bonuses if you can get that done in the first 2 months. So those are the barriers or hurdles that you'll need to get over to enter this maximum leadership role with this company. Will you join me in this venture? I'd love to work with you. And how would you like to join? So there's the Wellness Home Tour, and there's the way I think about it, the way I help a person begin it, is asking their questions, and then helping them see their dreams, but help bring these dreams up for them to look at and to touch and feel, to realize they really do want these things, and then to show them the Wellness Home Tour and help them see how this can happen. And then their job would be to make a list, call people, tell them stories, ask them to come for a Wellness Home Tour, and just do the process over and over. That's what the company wants. Now what the company's going to do to help you is put the web page out there for you. And the web page is going to be the beautiful Nikan web page with your information there as well. And you can send people all day long to that website to help you. You know, you might want to make a note of something. There's a wonderful lady called Dani Johnson. If you guys have never heard of her, she's a dedicated Christian, and she's a tremendous coach in network marketing. And she's written a script book that helps people. Here's one of the scripts. She says, hey, Jim, how's it going? I have a quick question for you. How would you like to capitalize on your people skills, your contacts, your expertise, your experience, and your knowledge? If there's a way for you to get out of debt, to raise your income, get your college tuition paid for by the kids, and to travel more for yourself, would you want to find out how that would work or get more information at least? Would you like to have more fun while you're earning money? Would you like to enjoy the thing that you do and be happy about the thing that you do? Can you see yourself doing what you're doing right now for the rest of your life? That's another wonderful question I ask people all the time. And usually a person will say, no, I can't see myself doing what I'm doing the rest of my life. I had a lady one time say, I saw her at work, and I say, how long have you worked here? And she said, 3 years. And I say, is this something you think you'd want to do the rest of your life? She said, oh, no. You know, almost everybody answers the same. Oh, no. it's almost a horrible thought for them to think that the rest of their life they're going to do this work. And then I'll say something like, you know, you sound ambitious to me. You know, I definitely am too. And I went through the same thing you've gone through. But I have found that there's a way to have a valid, profitable home-based business in the healthcare industry. And I'm working with one of the richest companies in the world. The company I'm with reached $1 billion in sales faster from zero to their first billion than McDonald's did. And right now they're averaging 1 millionaire a month right here in North America. And people are so impressed by that. And then I explain, I'm acting as a recruiter. We're setting up wellness homes. We're setting up wellness home tours. I'm training recruiters. I want you to take the first step of just coming to my house and have a wellness home tour. That gives me a chance here to just open it up for questions and comments from you guys. There's so much more to say, but I don't want to continue talking. What's going through your mind out there?
That was a great wellness preview.
Hey, Jim, this is Tim Edmund from about 100 miles north of you in Huntington in the Fort Wayne area.
Hey, hi, Tim.
Go Colts. I know you come to Fort Wayne on occasion. I'd like to talk to you a little bit next time you come to town. When's that going to be?
The third Tuesday of each month, I'm at the factory on Coldwater Road, restaurant.
Third Tuesday of each month?
Every month, we do a wellness banquet. We have at 5:30. When people just get off work, we have them leave work directly and come to the factory to get a free dinner on us and to hear about this wellness home company and how this company is making 1 millionaire a month right now.
So in other words, we just grab people and bring them over?
Right from work.
Okay. Okay, well, good. I'll probably see you there then.
You know where Coldwater Road is?
Oh, yeah. I was up by there yesterday. I went up and talked to a lady up off of DuPont Road, even a little bit further north of that. So, yeah, I know exactly where you are.
Yeah, the factory is just the first light in toward the city on Coldwater.
Right, right.
We have a private room back there, and it works great. Yeah, that's what I'm doing in Indiana. I'm doing wellness banquets in different cities, and I'll go to Lafayette, Indiana, I'll go to Fort Wayne, go to Jasper, go to Greensburg, Indianapolis, and do a banquet. Usually it's a banquet where we have a meal and we invite people to come and we buy their dinner and explain the wellness home business and how this company is making 1 millionaire a month now. And I ask people to come to see everything. We don't want people just to come because of the products. We want them to see everything. How this company is making 1 millionaire a month, you know, for the last 120 months, Niken's averaged 1 millionaire a month.
Mm.
It's just really impressive, the strength of the company and the success is really, for me and all of us, it's so close. What we need to do is talk to more people. And be ready when the Spirit leads you. There's people all around you, people who sell you clothing, sell you shoes, people who service you, people who bring you food, owners of the business that's, you know, selling you flowers across the counter or whatever. You're just a question away. And the number one question in network marketing, the greatest question ever in network marketing history is what? May I ask you a question? Who answered that?
This is Bob.
Bob?
Mm-hmm.
That's really wise of you because it starts the whole process. It puts you in a position of being the questioner. It puts you in control. Whoever asks questions is in control. And it is a little bit of an art, but it is a loving thing to do. When you say, may I ask you a question, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, because it's a little kind of deep, but right now in your life, what would you value most, improving your health or improving your wealth? Now, of course, if they say health, you're going to have to follow that, like I did with the lady earlier about her health with diabetes and gout and things like that. It's just great to know that there are answers for that out there, great, successful answers, medical study answers on that, wellness answers. So you, the person doesn't have to hurt themselves taking horrible medication. But if they say wealth, then I'm working with one of the richest companies in the world, a company that's averaging $1 million a month. And I'm a recruiter with the company, and I'm looking for people to be sub-recruiters with me. I'd like an appointment with you. I'd like you to come to my house and see what a wellness home is, take a wellness home tour. And I'll explain how it's possible for you to make that $10,000 a month that you want in a short order. You see, you want, just the other day I had a really sharp girl come in front of me, and I noticed that she just had, she had a leadership business nature to her. I don't know if you guys certainly lived long enough, you know, some people are, it's just obvious that they're a leader type of a person. And I just asked her, I said, does your family have any business background? And she said, oh yeah, my dad owns a business, my mom's in Mary Kay, and I'm in Mary Kay. I said, great. I said, do you mind if I ask you a question? And see, I was now into the recruiting section, you see. I'm into the recruiting. And then I said, right now in your life, what would you value, more time, more wealth, or better health? And she said, both. I said, fine. My company can give you both. Let me ask you another question. Time or money, which would you pick as greatest to value to you? She said, both. I couldn't value one over the other. I need more money, and I want to have time with my family. And I said, what three things would you really like to change in your life? If you can change three things, definitely change three things. She said, I want to get my debt gone. This lady was not even 30 years old yet, and yet debt was a problem for her. America's got a big debt problem. And I said, fine, what else? What would be number two? He said, I want time to spend with my family. I'm not happy with working all the time. Yeah. And then three, she said, well, I'd like to give more because I really enjoy giving. And sometimes people get a little stuck on the number three, so I ask them, do you like to give? And everybody says, yes, I enjoy giving. And I said, well, and then that's fine with them to give more. Then I explained to her, and the reason I'm asking is because I'm a recruiter for Japan's leading healthcare company, and they have a new concept called a wellness home, and I'm giving wellness home tours. And I want you to come and take a tour for the purpose of evaluating whether or not you can act as a recruiter for me in the company. She said, great. Sounds cool. I'd love to see it. See how simple that is, guys? Does that seem complicated to you guys?
Nope.
Hello?
Hello? Not at all.
It's not at all complicated to you?
No.
But here's the spirit of the whole thing is that you really love the other person and you want them to talk about their life. It's a kind, loving thing to ask them questions about their life. It's a kind, loving thing to say, what three things would you like to change? No one has ever loved them enough to even ask them that question. But you do. You did. And you helped them see their life. People live life in quiet desperation. They know something's got to change, but they have no idea how to change it. Now, here you are with an opportunity that's very intelligent, very organized, and has a strong draw to it to get them to come to your home to see your wellness home. And now that you know what to do in that wellness home tour, you got it made. I'm putting all this together in a written format and working with my sponsor, Bob Holmes, on this, and I can get everything forwarded over to Chuck Branham if he'd like to do something with it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay. Any other questions out there?
One question: when you do the rollout, what about a person that has a pacemaker? Do you do a rollout for them?
No, I don't. I don't. I that's just a little bit of a risk. And I think that's happened just one or two times in 11 years. Not that common. Always good to ask, you know. Actually, there's never been a problem with pacemakers. It takes 300 gauss on the surface of the pacemaker to stop the pacemaker from working. I mean, literally on the surface of the pacemaker. And our magnetism is only 800 gauss with the sleep system. But that never comes in contact with the surface of the pacemaker. It's always separated with rubber and clothing and the gap there. No one's ever had a problem with it. But it's nothing that I mess with. I don't even go there. We just pass on that. You know, I do have the infrared comforters that are infrared only, and I wrap them up in the infrared comforter, and I give them a strength test. And they're so strong with just the comforter. They're very impressed with that comforter. And I explained to them that's the way to change their sleep, is sleep with that energy. And that's one way I handle the pacemaker people, is just use infrared, of course.
Right.
But that's a good question. But any other questions on the psychology of the business or the psychology of recruiting? Also, if you make a list, love the list. When you look at the list, and think about the pain that exists in the lives of people. One thing is for sure is that we are all the same, okay? I am the same as you guys. I care about my family. I care about debt elimination. I care about freedom. I care about respect as a man. I care about my life counting and having meaning and purpose and that my days are important. So we're all the same. And so you just got to realize if you have pain in your life, the people you're going to call, they have physical pain and financial pain and relationship pain in their life, and they really are looking for answers too. And so with some loving questions, you're going to help them know about NECAN. At the minimum, you can just literally send them to the website. You know, I mean, it's so simple. Say, hey, would you check out this website? You know, NECAN.com/Jim Dragon. Check out this website, and then I'll give you a call back, and we'll talk about it more. The website's going to help us a lot. Very professional with all the videos and everything on there. It gets the ball rolling.
Hey, Jim, I want
a wellness home tour. Now, if you don't have a wellness home, and maybe a lot of you don't have a wellness home yet, maybe all of you do, okay? If you don't have a wellness home yet, then get the guts of a wellness home. They are water, nutrition, sleep, okay?
Hey, Jim.
Water, nutrition, sleep.
Jim, I think it's about 6 now.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for the NECAN call, I think. Right.
Yeah, about 5 minutes, right. Well, let's sign off, Chuck, and maybe we can pick another time to talk a little more. I would like to have a Christian call, Chuck. I'd like to have a time where people of faith will call in, because I have a whole presentation on the Bible and NECAN.
Yeah, let's do it. Well, we'll talk about when we can have you again.
Oh, thank you.
That's great.
It's terrific. Thank you, everybody. It's an honor to be on the phone with all of you. And again, my email is jim@jimdragon.com. I'm not really great at catching up on my emails. It's kind of hard, but I hope I'll catch your email stuff. I'll be watching for those emails of those scripts. Please, make a note in your email to me, Why I Love NECAN, and I will tabulate all those, keep them in a folder, and I'll share them. Everybody that sends me one, I'll send you everybody else's, and hopefully that'll be a blessing to you. But be sure you do that, okay? The reason I want you to do that is for your own good. If you put it in writing, Why You Love NECAN, like I did, it will help you immensely when you're on the phone with somebody. Hey, guys, let's enjoy the conference call with the company. And, Chuck, again, I'm very honored to be on your call.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.